What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you're listening. It's July 6th. It's Wednesday. It's 2016. And we're here to talk about you, your buckos, all points in between. We will do the markets and the economy and jobs, unemployment, elections, scams, shams, corruption, you name it, we do it. Thank you. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Or go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really. Just be nice. Read the commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day. Press the money management button if you want to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. And the subscribe button. You get our notes. And that is all. Hope you're having a good day. As you know, I did a very long dissertation on the crook yesterday. And I must tell you, after looking it over more closely today, worse than I thought. Just letting you know. It's like the Gambinos and the Gottis, crime syndicates, you name it. And that's my opinion. That's all. The FBI agreed with it. They just decided to wuss out, if you ask me. And as usual, certain laws for the little people like us and certain no laws for other people. And that's all I'm going to say about that today. We want to do more on the markets today because, as always, we have thoughts, things we want to say. Before I get into today's market wrap, let me, you know, should I do it the other way around? I'll tell you what. We're going to change it up for a change. So, that said, let's get going early. Let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with your proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. All right. Before we get into today's market, let's talk the big picture, okay? And I want to go sector by sector first, then we'll deal with major indices. Gold. Gold broke out on April 29th, cleanly. And then Janet Yellen started talking about really raising rates, which clunked gold. And then, on June 3rd, a crappy employment report came out. By the way, there's another one Friday. And all of a sudden, all the Fed heads came out and say, well, we're not raising rates now. And since then, gold. It broke out again last Friday on a gap and has gone from 126 to 130. We're talking the GLD. The gold stocks en fuego. And I must tell you, I'm really depressed on this because we saw it, we've talked about it, and typically in the early stages of bull markets, you get chances, meaning something gets away, gets extended, but then for whatever reason pulls back. While gold the metal broke below support levels, gold the stocks only pulled back to the 50-day. And I remember on June 2nd, I told you guys, man, it's sitting right where it needs to sit. But then they gapped it up the next day off of that employment report again. And you, what do you do? How do you do it? And then it sat again for 2 weeks. Kind of gave you a chance there too. And then they did the gap again. And now it's on the way again, and you really don't want to buy into extended. And I have certain rules, and that is when something's in a bull market and it visits the ascending 50-day moving average on what we consider to be quality pullbacks, you better buy them before they move them. And if wrong, since you're buying it right off of that moving average, what, do you lose a few percent? Anyway, now we have to wait on the gold miners to pull in. Simple as that. Silver, same thing. Silver really got going last week, and not a down day since, as without a doubt, the market is realizing that these central banks are never going to tighten. They're going to continue to be easy as all hell. And then whatever other uncertainty is out there does the trick. And I'm just looking at some silver names like Silver Standard SSRI. Broke out at 10 a few weeks ago. It's almost 15. SLW broke out on that Friday at 20. It's 25. We're going to look for secondary opportunities. And let me be clear about bull markets. They give you plenty of opportunities. You just have to be patient. So I wanted to get gold out of the way first. Food, drugs, beverage, alcohol, tobacco, household products. Continue with the bit. Now, we've told you about these areas. Growth is terrible. Coca-Cola, stock acts okay. Earnings down 6, revenues down 4. Pepsi. Very good-looking base. Earnings up 7, revenues down 3. And I can go through a litany of these names that are acting well. Heinz, earnings flat, new high. And go and go and go, but that's where money has been flowing and continues to flow. So just letting you know, these are not growth areas. And one must worry that money is just parking into these areas. But so far, all good. I can tell you I saw a couple of new names today. Baxter International. Sales growth, minus 5, minus 8, minus 7, minus 1. That looks like it may be ready to move out also. Just little things showing up here and there. And I've mentioned all the other names. Oh, Merck. That's in the Dow. Let's mention it. Merck, sales growth, minus 11, minus 5, minus 3, minus 1. That broke out of a little bit of range today. Volume about 60% better than normal. But it's Merck. So that group. The utilities. Strong. It's as simple as interest rates have crashed. That's all. And I would say it broke out around 49. It's 52 and change. Utilities. Real estate. Those are the real estate investment trusts. Just broke out around 80 and a half. It's 82.66, so no great shakes, but money flowing into there. And those two areas are the two most interest rate sensitive areas out there. Next, since this will be quick, Lockheed Martin, Axwell, earnings up 2%. The quarters before that, 0 and 0. Northrop Grumman, Axwell, and one would argue a pretty damn good pattern. Sales, -2 flat, -7 flat. Raytheon, that moved, edged into new high ground. Earnings, -5, -6, +7, -2. And I believe there was one other I noticed. How about L3 Communications, LLL? Sales growth, -6, -3, -3, -5. But we're just letting you know the defense stocks have the bid. And when we use the term bid, just better relative strength than others. Some of these things really haven't moved that much. We're just providing you where the relative strength is in the market. We're doing that first and foremost here. And we got a few more sectors to go through. We'll go through the bad, and then we all want to talk about today, because I do have some things I want you to know about today that are possibly muy importante. So we do hope you are listening. Up next on the edge, deeper, deep, 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 and much more. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 833.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
I must tell you that my favorite people in the world, and I mean this sincerely, are our policemen and women, our firemen and women, anybody in uniform in the military. You know, I imagine that 9/11, while people are running down the stairs, these firemen and women were running upstairs, and they died. The police, you know, I was thinking to myself the other day, I saw a police officer pull over somebody. It was like a 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. I don't know what the reason was. And I'm thinking to myself, man, it can be a bad guy, and you're just dead. And, of course, then the military. You know, I had this, my kids and I were in together this weekend. We were talking about the draft and the military and how lucky they were in that there was no draft, but many years ago there was a draft and people living ordinary lives were sent to the military to train, boot camp, whatever, and then go to war. And I was just thinking to myself, they'd have to drag me crying. I'm such a wimp. I've done paintball and got hit in the side and got a welt on my side, and I was like a little baby. And I bring this up because there's another one of these, looks like, where a police officer may have just killed somebody. An innocent, I don't know what the whole story was, but the guy was handcuffed. And it was black. And here we go again. And without taking sides, I believe in the absolute rule of law, whoever you are. But I hate to see this happen in that one bad will make the rest. You know what I mean when I say that. Anyway, I was just looking this over today. Now we segue back to the market. Yay! Here's some other areas. Yay. And I mentioned a lot of these yesterday, but I wanted to repeat before we get into today and then do big picture. Medical products companies, act well. Boston Scientific, BSX. They got decent numbers, had good reaction to earnings about 8 weeks ago at around $22. It's $23.67, so it's really not made a move, but acts well, riding the 50-day moving average up. How about CR Bard, symbol BCR? Earnings are not that strong, but market likes the group, and it broke out like a 203 months and months and months ago. It's 236, so that's actually had a good move, one of the rare names out there. What else? Intuitive Surgical, that's the robot. Gapped up and hasn't done anything since, but on a relative basis, no issues. Medtronic broke out at 82, it's 87, but earnings, plus 3, plus 1, minus 1, and a 0. So it's more of a group thing. Stryker, SYK, medical products. And that one's just inched up. Earnings are single digits, but is inched up pretty nicely, up about 10% since it moved out. And there's a couple other names you probably haven't heard of, A-Biomed, A-BMD, a couple others. Discount retailers, Big Lots, though that gapped up and has done nothing since, but on a relative basis, hanging in there just fine. Dollar Tree, that gapped up into about $85. Make it 87, it's 94 right now, slowly inching up. Dollar General, same thing, broke out at 87, it's 94. Walmart. I don't know what to tell you there. Earnings down 11, down 10, down 7, down 5. Sales growth 0, minus 1, minus 1, 0. Hey, just reporting news. The waste management companies, three names. Republic Services, RSG, just broke out at 50, it's 52. Earnings 6-2-0 and a minus 2. Waste Connections on a relative basis, fine. Earnings down 29, down 14, up 3-0. Sales growth minus 4, minus 6, minus 4, plus 2. Okay. And Waste Management, good relative basis. AT&T and Verizon, just the same group, acting well, no complaints. Auto parts retail, again, best is AutoZone. Back up near the highs. It's where it was 8 months ago, but setting up. And O'Reilly Automotive, big base, looks like AutoZone. Advanced Auto Parts is the weakest of the name. And then there's a few insurance company stocks that are acting pretty decent. Allstate, I pay my auto to them. You ready for growth? Sales, plus one, minus one, minus one. I pay my order to them. Chubb, I pay my home to them. Earnings, minus 1, plus 4, minus 4, 0. Good relative strength. So there's some insurance stocks that look fine. Now, I want to announce to you that something showed up today on my screen. And again, when we tell you this, we're not advocating you buy it. We advocate you review. You got that? There's no advocation here. I don't even know if that's a word. But D.R. Horton in the building, home building, 1 year long range and is trying to edge out now. Okay? That's the strongest of the lot at this juncture. Another name in the home builders, LGI Homes, LGIH, has some work to do. Pulte Homes, PHM, needs to break above 20. For starters. And KB Homes, setting up. Nothing to talk yet. So there's some home building stocks that are showing up on my screen for the first time ever. And of course, they are another interest rate sensitive group. Mortgage rates have plunged again. Now, I am asked constantly about bubbling bond markets and this and that. I do believe it is a bubble. Bubbles last a while. And just remember what bubbles are. They start because of central bank easy money, but then it feeds on itself as things gets forced. Cash needs to find a place, and if it doesn't want to have risk, where does it go to? Feeds on itself. Bond funds, which are leveraged to the hilt, guess what? They have to buy bonds with the money you put into the bond funds. Feeds on itself. But we have no idea how yields can go lower as debt goes higher. Economics 101 dictate the opposite. Welcome to central bank intervention. Up next, more on the markets. We're in depth today. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you're having a good day. No, really. All right, we got more to cover. Are you ready? So, these are areas that are all got their relative strength. I added in a little bit of the housing. And then there are a mixture of things that really don't represent what I would call big groups. But names like a NetEase, NTES, in a big, it's a good looking pattern so far right now. Amazon, AMZN, edged out of range again today, but volume was average. Again, we're not seeing any volume on anything out there, ladies and gentlemen. Electronic Arts gapped up recently, but it sat for 7 weeks, needs to break through the 77-78 area. I'd be on watch there. I mentioned yesterday, I'll mention again today, these payroll companies, Paychex, broke out big on Thursday, and I'm wondering if that means we're going to get a good jobs report Friday. Maybe. And ADP, not as strong as Paychex, but broke out on Thursday also the same day. So that's a group of two. But we're just pointing you in the direction. I also mentioned the discount retailers, TJX, also setting up in here. Needs to break through that 78-79 area. Some steel stocks, Nucor, NUE, setting up pretty well in here. X needs to get through 18.75 first before we can talk again. RS, Reliance Steel, acts fine in here. Slow. Now keep in mind, earnings down 7, down 13, down 14, down 21. Sales down 7, down 15, down 21, down 17. Market may be looking forward at the firming of steel prices. IBM in the Dow. I got to mention this. If it can break above 155, that'd be pretty nice. Now keep in mind, minus 13, minus 9, minus 17, minus 19, and the shenanigans they pull with their earnings reports. Oh, and they pull them. So we're just letting you know there's these things setting up in here, and hopefully they can bust them and bust them good. Managed Care, United Health in the Dow, slowly inching up. Numbers not bad. But in Managed Care, there's not much else. WellCare Health, WCG, acts okay. And then there's some oil names. Now, let me be clear. I scan 100 oil stocks a night. 60 of them are now trading below the 50-day moving average or more. Maybe 10 showing what I would call potential for oomph. The other 30, kind of like sitting around. But if you look at the oil services ETF, OIH, you'll see it tucked its head in like a frightened turtle. Needs to get back above 30 soon. The XLE is the big oil, needs to break above 69. Now, Exxon in the Dow, Axfine, that's actually the new yearly high. Chevron, Axfine, needs to break above 105, getting close. So some of those big oils. ConocoPhillips is not one of them, acting very poorly. BP actually acting okay, broke above 34, but still got a lot of work to do. And then the oil explorers, XOP, just not acting well right now. As oil prices have come down, and so has gas prices. So very mixed bag. Very split tape. And the big picture is kind of simple. Range-bound nausea that looks bad one week, looks better the next week. You had the Brexit, rallied right back up, came into this week, gapped down yesterday, was falling bad at the open today. They just bought it up. No issues buying it up today. But just range-bound. The NASDAQ weakest of, because a few names in the NASDAQ really not pulling their weight. Number one, the biotechs. By the way, the biotechs had a good day today and feel like they probably want to go a little bit higher here, if not more. That helped the NASDAQ today. But if you look at biotech names, you're buying off big lows. Regeneron's gone from 600 to 360. It's up to 371, rallying up a little bit. Yippee-yay-yay. Biogen, 400 and something, it's 247. So eventually they're going to rally up a little bit. But if you look at the NASDAQ, ooh, that was lightning. No great shakes. And even with the rally up recently, the NASDAQ is where it was in November of 2014. Now I'm gonna amend that. Almost July of 2014. S&P 500 is where it was about November of 2014. Same for the Dow. The NYSE, though, you ready for this? You have to go back to December of 2013. We're talking two and a half years of range-bound and a lot of nausea. And when I say a lot of nausea, you've had some whipsaws, baby, like I haven't seen in a while. Russell 2000. Guess what? Where it was in October, November 2013. More than 2.5 years. And don't get me started on emerging markets and things like that, because you got to go back years. Don't get me started on Japan. You got to go back years. I think 1989 it topped out. China. Years. And I mean years. I'm looking at the FXI. It's where it was in 2006. Wow. The emerging markets EEM, 2006. EFA index, 2005. And if you don't know what the EFA is, EAFE, go look it up on Google. I can't do all the work for you. And then you can go through all these areas and wow, foreign markets are much weaker than ours. Which lets me segue into, when you have a chance, go look at the symbol BCS, that's Barclays. Big British bank. Deutsche Bank. Big German bank. Go look at Lloyds. Big UK bank. BCS, Lloyds, and I'm thinking of one other. How about Credit Suisse? Big Swiss bank. They're acting like Lehman Brothers. and you know we watch our words and measure our words carefully. They're acting like Lehman Brothers. Credit Suisse a little bit better than the others. But the rest of them, what the hell's going on here? And what have they got? By the way, they were weak before the Brexit. We find that quite interesting. And of course, our financials, which have not acted well, but did reverse today. And on a relative basis, not near some of those areas I already mentioned that were on the good side. We're going to watch them closely. The semiconductors reversed today after being down badly. Guess what they are? Range bound. Semiconductors where they are June 2014. Last I looked, that's 2 years. And about 12% off their highs. So again, a big gigantic bowl of slop. What will hope? We have no agenda, ulterior motive on whatever the market decides to do. We hope it goes higher. We're all for it. But right now, we just feel like you got to look over your shoulders every day in this market. That's our thought. Up next on The Edge. We'll wind it up and then we're gone. Thanks for being with us today. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. You know, I'm loath to mention it, but today they came out with the Fed minutes of the last meeting, because it is enough to have a meeting to tell you what they did at the meeting and then have a press conference. They got to hold the market hostage again. And it just seems every time they come out with the Fed minutes, every time the market rallies, and that's what it did today. And I should have remembered that. Should have remembered that. And of course, you know what they said. Blah, 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 blah. We'll have to put off hiking rates. We're worried about this, that, and the other thing. And this, that, and the other thing is showing up. And now it's that and the Brexit and the earnings and markets and banks and stuff like that. And the Mets are not playing up to par and the Knicks have... Ladies and gentlemen, here is, to the best of our abacus, the tally. In order to keep the economy just where it is, in order to keep markets from dropping, central banks around the globe, and, you know, we use these numbers, they're facts. You really can't fathom how much we're talking about here. We're now in the neighborhood of $20 trillion of printed money around the globe. And what they did with that money and do with that money is simple. They buy up the markets. They intervene. They interfere. They screw you, the saver. They screw you, the saver. You, the saver, they have given you 10,000 colonoscopies. And they never end. They keep the pipe in. Oh, that was bad. But you get my point. they've bought up equity markets. No, really. They bought up corporate bonds. They bought up junk bonds. They've threatened you if you shorted or sold. That's China. They bought up ETFs. And all they're doing now is targeting markets. You think if they go from a 0.5% negative rate to 0.75%, that's going to help anything? They think it will, because they're insane. We're 1,000% sure there is a gargantuan, the biggest of all time, bond bubble. But who knows how long it's going to be? You never know. You never know. If they printed $20 trillion, why not 30? Why not 40? Is there any number they're not comfortable with? And then the negative rates. I remember when we went to zero, my exact words were, well, they can't go any lower than that. Huh. There's no number too low on the negative spectrum. Now, somebody explain to me how negative rates helps. It does not. Somebody explain to me how somebody's buying up 10-year bonds of countries that pay zero. I don't understand. Why would you lend somebody money for zero? You're taking nothing but risk and making nothing for that risk. Wait a minute, I'm investing in a country. How can I have risk? Well, if the bond market finally gets hit, if they lose control of it, you can lose tons of money because you're out long term. Now, if you own 1-year bonds, you're going to get your money back. The longer you go out, the more you bond risk you have, yield risk, bond risk, principal risk. So beats the hell out of me. Now we're going to start having earnings in a big way, not next week, but the week after. I think next week we probably get some of the financials. Earnings have been down year over year the last two quarters. You know what that means? If the market just stays flat and earnings go down, valuations go up. And if the market goes up and earnings go down, they really go up valuations. That's not good news. So hopefully, maybe we'll see earnings do better this quarter. Maybe we're ready for some surprises. I'm all for it. But so far, anybody who's reported, not the prettiest of sights. But we'll keep our fingers crossed. And if the Dow and S&P can break out of range, that would be good news. Except for the fact there would not be a lot of things going along with it, and there would be negative divergences abounding. In other words, Dow and S&P breaks out and nothing else does. It tells you there's a lot of underneath the surface weakness. These are the things we're going to be watching. These are the things we're going to be on top of. But as we said at the outset, we are so waiting for them gold and silvers to go through some weakness. Now, maybe that means the market's going to rally because gold and silver seem to be the anti-market, we think. We'll see. In any case, we think it's an absolute miracle that markets aren't down like the foreign markets. An absolute miracle. But markets don't care what we think anyhow. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure, ladies and gentlemen. Do make sure you hug your children. Night, night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.